Okay, that is that situation with Haley dealt with. What was I doing over in this Ska chapter?
We were literally right in the middle of like a scene, dickwad.
I understand it feels that way to you, but that was a chapter break at the end. I'm coming back to the next Ska chapter, and I'm trying to remember where I left it off.
It was a bad place to have a chapter break.
It was a cliffhanger.
It wasn't a very good cliffhanger.
Oh my God.
Why do you call this Ska, anyways?
I don't know. It's just it's two different stories. I've got different naming conventions for
them. It's pretty popular these days.
All of our Eidolons are named for Ska songs. I assumed that was, you know, I thought you were doing a thing with that.
I am doing a thing. Okay, right. We're doing the mini golf fight. Everyone just joined in, right? Pissing off youth pastor by doing gay makeouts in front of him. Okay, yep. Hold on. Oh, God damn it. You know what? I just realized I kind of already used this idea, didn't I? This is kind of just the chess battle from Disco Book One. He's taking pieces out of you and turning them into game pieces. Yeah, that's just Mr. Cutter again. Okay,
his name was Mr. Cutter?
Dude, come on.
Okay, I don't need this. So probably something else should happen based on how bad you're doing at mini golf that imperils you in a similar way.
Wait. You're just gonna fucking change horses halfway through?
I'm gonna revise the story because I made a mistake, yeah! What should he do instead?
You know you're supposed to, finish the story and then edit it. You're editing it.
You're supposed to plot this shit out to begin with so that you notice, oh, hey, I'm just doing the same fucking thing again.
How about all of you shut up so I can think? Jesus Christ.
I don't know. I kind of think outlining is overrated.
You know, if you are the one writing all of us doing this stuff, you didn't have to have all of us cutting in, you know?
Okay. Look, I'm trying to,
You got some real self-esteem issues, huh, Jordan?
I mean, no, I'm saying he's not actually writing us, and that's, you know, this is kind of a...
Yeah, no, I'm kind of more with you.
I mean, we got him into double bind either way, I feel like.
Yeah. We all done? We all finished?
I don't know, are you?
I'm... Okay, what should happen instead of golf balls falling out of you? What is a fun, scary thing to do?
Well, just about anything would be more fun than golf balls falling out of me. I gotta say, not really enjoying this one.
I mean fun for the reader, not fun for you.
Hey, what reader, Jordan? Have you found any readers yet? Anybody to go over your draft, Jordan?
I've gone over this already. We're not...
Yeah. Oh, I know. I don't want to go outside the room. I want to have it ready and perfect so that all the other gods can be like, oh, there's this obvious plot hole you missed and make fun of me, you dipshit. You ever heard of a writing workshop?
Okay, let's just... You know what? Fuck it. I don't have anything better. I can come back later and come up with something different. We'll just stick with the golf ball thing.
Yeah, that's kind of what we were saying, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we just move along?
I don't know. I'm stalling seems like it's good for me.
What fucking hole were we on? Was it hole 5? That sounds right.
The Gator one was.
I'm going with hole 5. Let's call it hole 5. I guess let's see here. Regina and Casey, you are just now joining the game, so I guess actually we need to get you guys caught up with the group.
No, it was Regina.
Well, Casey's been right.
Okay, yeah, no, Regina, yes, Regina and Charlie, yes.
What about me?
Not only did you forget that you changed my name, you used my name for somebody else. You are so bad at this.
Am I in the game, or am I just, chilling? Because I'm just chilling.
Do you want to be in the game or not?
I just want an answer, man.
Solo, your body's really new. You probably shouldn't join the game or you're going to lose pieces of it.
Hey, I already lost one.
Do you want like a break or something? Like you could just call this off.
Nope, it's fine.
Yeah, we could skip to the next chapter and then go back to this later.
No, we're gonna, even if I did that, in your experience of time, you would still just be feeling this.
No, because, remember that bullshit that happened where you went like, oh, nope, it's New Year's now.
Yeah, because I never went back and filled in what happened.
Okay, then who says you're gonna do it with this one?
I'm going to just write it right now. Look, okay. Charlie and Regina, I need you to get up to the rest of the group here. So, I don't know, both of you give me, Ellie draws to see. We'll just do one draw for all four holes.
Do we each go?
Yeah, you each go.
Well, each have your own. I have one, so.
Okay. The lovers, you're faced with two paths.
Well, I mean, that's kind of appropriate.
Right.
I mean, yeah, I'd have no other choice here, so.
Okay. Yeah, so the lovers, what are your two paths here? Let me think. What are two good paths to give you in playing the noble sport of miniature golf? Here's what I'll give you. You are, you know, basically hitting par on each hole. You're maybe losing a couple of golf balls, Charlie. Actually, you know what, Regina, why don't you give me your draw before I go further explaining Charlie's.
Okay. I also have one Ellie.
That is the star, a new path is revealed. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Then, Regina, I think you're on a par three hole, and you, manage to just, there's like some, like, obstacles to sort of like navigate the ball through, and instead you just kind of rear back and take like an actual golf swing and kind of chip it over all of that right next to the hole. Charlie, you can get your ball in here, but doing so will knock Regina's out of the way. And
well, what the fuck? I got a positive card for all the holes, and now I have to deal with this.
Uh huh. I mean, so
I'm not gonna do it. Like, whatever, I'll take the hit.
Okay, then in that case, yeah, Charlie, you lose a ball's worth of
fuck
mass. I think, didn't we say you're sort of like ameliorating Melissa's losses across all of you?
Yeah.
So you've all lost like a fair amount already. I'm gonna say advance your damage tracks to reflect that.
Great.
Sure.
And Charlie, go ahead and advance yours a second time for that.
Great.
Great neutral result.
Yeah, you took a little... you had the option. I gave you two paths. You took the one that would hurt you instead of hurt someone else.
Okay.
And that gets you caught up to Jake, Melissa, Sarah, and Mark.
Is his name Mark?
Wait, was it Mark or Marcus? God damn it. I've got so many notes on this desk. Hold on.
Do you even have, like, a physical... Oh, wow. Hey, I guess you
actually,
did.
While you're looking, I just... What do you mean the Haley situation?
Don't worry. Okay.
I mean, yeah, I'm kind of... Because, like, that's kind of the whole thing that we're... So, like, yeah. What did you do?
Give me a dredge. Why not?
All right. Sure, I have two.
Gotta shuffle the tarot deck, which advances the phantom clock to 8. That thing got up there fast. Okay, then if you got 2, that is the hanged man or death.
I'll take death. Death, or wait, no, that's negative on...
That's someone's decision. Yeah. So it's negative.
Fuck, it's mine.
Yeah, well, okay, I'll take it anyway. Yeah. I'll get it out of the pool, and I also don't think that... Does that tick the phantom clock?
It does not, no.
No, okay. Didn't
only
think
your
so.
Decision
just,
ticks
yeah.
the clock.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. So death trying to hear about what happened. Well, okay, sure. Yeah, you want to hear about what happened? I'll tell you what happened. I tried to do some rewrites to the disco plot line, try to remove some subplots that weren't working, and Haley just kinda was not going along with that very well, so
yeah,
I just want
to... new experience for you.
Hey, Jordan, what subplots did you remove?
I didn't think that the romance subplot between Haley and Casey was working very well. So
Dan, is it fucking 1950 in here?
Wait.
Were you just jealous?
I didn't think it played very well. I take responsibility for it. I don't think I was writing it very well.
Oh, okay. I guess you're writing us all great. No problems here.
You know, you're changing my mind about that every moment.
Wait, so you... So you ruined... Like, you broke up a couple of gay ladies in disco.
I mean, I didn't really break them up so much as I rewrote them so they were never together.
Shut up.
Worse.
Yeah,
I mean, I gave Haley a different girlfriend.
That's even worse. We're interchangeable? Cool. Great.
No, I just didn't want to... I felt like I was trying to, you know, make it not sting as much.
If you were going to give one of them a different girlfriend, why not make it Flannery? I feel like she had some tension... Well, she has a tension with a lot of people in that group. Hey, basically everybody but Bob at this point.
Solo, it's a messed up thing to do. There's no better options there.
I'm just trying to get in his fucking head at this point. I don't know how he's making the decisions he's making.
I wouldn't recommend doing that. I don't think that's going to work out good for you.
In theory, we're all already in his head.
That's true. You are.
Right. No, but
rent free.
I'm trying to like construct a mental model of what the fuck he thinks he's doing, you know? Because I feel like if we're accepting that our lives are part of a book or
and
whatever the fuck.
Yeah, I still do.
We're not. But if we're accepting it, I want it to be a good book, you know? And I don't have a lot of confidence here.
Well, great. That's fine. Not everything is for everybody. That's no big deal. You're entitled to your opinion. Anyway, point was, that created other problems, so I just went ahead and advanced their phantom clock to midnight and gave Haley a phantom fight. That's what's going on with Haley.
Oh.
That's...
Okay, so you're breaking your own rules for how this works.
Yeah, so you're just... Yeah, gotcha. So, wait, so you broke them up, and then she figured it out and got pissed about it, and so now you're making her go berserk? Because, dude, this sucks.
What do you mean?
This, like, you do see, like, how, like hey, I'm really happy with Regina and Casey, but, like, we haven't exactly had the easiest go of it, and then you're doing that shit in disco? Like, I don't know, man. There's a whole lot of signs here.
Signs of what? Spit out what you're talking about.
I don't know, man. Seems like a lot of your drama is with queer women.
No, that's... What? Why would I write you getting together in the first place if that was the case?
I don't know. Maybe to create queer characters that then are miserable for being queer?
Yep.
I didn't write Haley to be miserable.
No, but did you write...
To be fair...
What about me, dude?
I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
You have just... You have the kind of relationship drama that teenagers have.
No, I think the original idea was a good one. It's just that he went back on it because he's a fucking wishy-washy dipshit.
Solo, at what point have you not been playing devil's advocate? I'm starting to wonder if it's even playing.
Okay. Casey, can you, like, not be a bitch for 5 seconds?
Whoa,
hang on.
Are you kids, gonna play golf, or...
Marcus, what's up, man? How you doing? Because I'm not really interested in that whole argument either, so I thought maybe you and me might as well talk.
Yeah, sure. Why'd you bunt a golf ball?
You know, sometimes you just gotta try something and see how it goes.
You know, I guess I have to respect that in spirit, if not in practice.
See, you and I aren't so different.
I guess we're not. Do you want to take your shot? You've lost a lot of... You're not doing so great.
Oh, I'll be fine. Jordan likes me. Yeah, I'll take my shot.
Give me a an Ellie draw, Jake.
My Ellie is one.
That is the chariot. You exceed your own limits.
There you go.
I forget exactly how fucked up we said you were, but, like, I remember you lost a lot of... Like, what's your damage track?
It appears to be fresh.
Yeah, you didn't change it.
Oh, well, slap that down to at least battered.
Okay.
Because I seem to recall you just sort of kind of turned into like a Captain Kangaroo ping pong ball machine.
Who the fuck is
there.
Captain Kangaroo?
What? It's a kid's show. A guy's got a bunch of ping pong balls bouncing around.
To be fair, Solo probably is not that experienced with, you know, kids' television.
You know what? That's true. They probably were not playing.
I don't know this one either.
Okay, well.
He was born in the 60s, guys.
It's still on public. I mean, it's still on public television on Sundays.
You know what? Thank you, Alyssa. You're not on my side very often, and I appreciate it when you are.
I'm just saying, I've heard of it.
Anyway, yeah, what's your Ellie, Jake?
You already drew the chariot.
Oh, right. Right. Okay. Yes. Chariot. Yes. You break through your own limits.
Isn't that your resonant card?
Wait, whose resonant card is
it
that?
It sure
that's
is my resonant
Jake's
card.
Oh, okay. That's your resonant card. Then when you play your resonant card, apply the following forecast. You make the world a stranger and more wonderful place.
Oh, boy.
Name one law of any kind. For the remainder of this session, this law no longer applies.
We're allowed to cheat.
Can I start punching the pastor again?
I mean, that's not cheating. That's committing violence.
Well, the thing is that the main consequence...
I think it fell... Yeah, I think it fell under cheating.
Yeah,
the main consequence of me, like, beating him up was that it counted as cheating. So, like, I'm pretty sure I can just hit him now.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah, give me a scrap, Solo.
My pow is one.
Pow's one. That is temperance. You're met with an equal and opposite reaction.
I'll take that.
Yeah, okay. In that case, describe what you're doing to attack him. Like, tell me what this looks like.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm just gonna whack him in the skull with a golf club.
Okay, then I think what's gonna happen, you move to just attack him with the club as Jake actually manages to get a ball in a hole for once. But you know, you played a neutral card here. Oh, by the way, I'm discarding the devil because of that. So I think you don't manage to hit him in the head. He kind of, like, moves his arm to block it. You do probably fracture his forearm. What do you call that bone in the forearm?
Is it the femur? That's sort of like the ulna?
I guess you got two bones in there because they rotate.
Oh, yeah, one of them's, like, the radius?
Yeah, I'll look it up later. But, yeah, one or the other or both, you probably crack those bones pretty hard. And you see his Eidolon appear beside him. It just kind of looks like a fun, like, mini-golf mascot. It's kind of like a clown made out of, like, golf balls. Like, kind of actually like the Jack-in-the-Box mascot, but instead of just a blank, like, white head with a clown face, it's a golf ball with a clown face.
On the one hand, I wouldn't describe that as a fun mini-golf mascot, but on the other hand, this thing is not fun, so maybe that's appropriate.
Yeah, you know, it looks like something designed with the intent to be fun. Whether that intent is successful or not, I guess that's up to you. And, Solo, I think, it just moves to counterattack and, like, punches you in the shoulder and the arm that is closer to him, just explodes into golf balls and you drop the club.
I mean, I got more arms, so I am gonna pick it back up.
Sure, you have other arm, that's true. But yeah, you are missing an arm now, and, yeah, Jake, you're still, like, doing great.
Now, does that bring me down to battered, or do I just not have an arm?
That brings you down to battered.
Or wait, would it just be winded? I guess, I mean, I'm...
You advance your damage. Out. Oh, yeah, you haven't been hurt yet, so yes, you're at winded. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, cool.
While this is all happening, I go over to Sarah and just kinda, kinda squat and go, so... You're probably pretty confused, huh?
Uh-huh. She is, like, collapsed to the ground. She's just sitting there.
Yeah. You want the Cliff Notes version, or you want to wait?
I guess give me the Cliff Notes version.
Okay. We all have Eidolons, as you probably know. We were trying to figure out the Mystery Solvers Club, you know, what happened to them. Turns out they found Excalibur, like the sword, And one of the kids from that era, Jordan, pulled it out. Now he thinks he's God and thinks that we're all fictional characters in his little story. And we're talking to him. If you see us, like, kind of talking to nothing, that's him. And also, we all work for the FBI, and I'm dating your sister.
I don't think you're able.
Yeah, I think as soon as you say that,
you're right. You're right. Yeah,
you just like
I forgot about that.
We work for the.
We all are employed, and also I'm dating Regina and your sister.
I flunked out of college.
Oh my god! I'm so sorry to hear that.
Oh shit! You okay?
No,
I'm sorry.
I don't. You've only been gone one semester. I thought.
I mean, you can. I don't. I think Charlie's
well,
like.
No, I just mean. I just mean there's time to make up for it. That's all I'm getting at.
Yeah.
Well, we can talk later, but we should probably deal with this first because I'm kind of worried our youth pastor is going to kill us.
Oh yeah, he's evil, by the way.
I think. Five Iron Frenzy appears behind you as soon as you say that, Melissa, and, like, moves to, like, punch you into golf balls. What do you do?
Hey, what the heck is going on? I didn't do anything.
Well, I'm not the one that said the rules don't apply anymore. I'm not the one that decided that we'd rather, all beat each other up instead of, just play a friendly game.
Okay, if it's gonna be trying to punch me, I guess I'm going to...
You could try to vanish.
Yeah, I think I am going to fade away.
Okay, yeah, give me that Ellie draw.
That's going to be a 3.
That is the star, judgment, or the moon. Wait, how did the star get back in there? Well, hold on.
You shuffled the deck.
I shuffled the... Right, okay, right.
I think I'm going to take the star on this one.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. In that case, I mean, doesn't that mean, like, just a girl will take the hit for you?
No.
Because that's how your vanishing works?
No, because I didn't use vanish, I used fade away, in which we both disappear.
Oh, okay, yeah. In that case, I think he, like, goes to punch you, and then, like, everyone else can just see you standing there, but he
I took a step back. I'm not stupid.
Oh, no, well, I was gonna say, like, he, like, almost readjusts his aim as though he needs to punch, like, to the left to hit you, and just punches empty air. And, he just kind of, like, looks like, where'd you... Okay. And, Jake, he looks back at you, who I assume is just collecting your golf ball and, like, heading on to the next hole as the only one still playing mini golf.
Not very honorable, Pastor.
Yeah, go ahead, Charlie.
While he's busy looking at Jake, can I go to sir? Hey, give me a second. And take my skateboard, which I still have, and just thwack him on the back of his head.
Give me a scrap.
However, I do want to use Static Shock and insult him first.
Okay, yeah, what's your insult?
My insult is, how sad do you have to be to... be this obsessed with mini golf to lord it over children.
Yeah, I like that. Give me that scrap with glams. That's 3,
okay,
right?
3, yep.
That is the High Priestess, the World, or the Hermit.
Well, do I want to burn the world? Could it conceivably take him out?
We're teenagers.
The High Priestess is my resident, so...
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, the world.
Okay, yeah, you play the world, and, I think, yeah, he is just not guarding because he was looking at Jake, getting ready to attack Jake, and you just, smash your skateboard into the back of his head and send him, like, stumbling to the ground. He kind of, like, face plants, and for the moment, at least, Five Iron Frenzy has disappeared.
I didn't realize he was that close to being taken out. I wish I would have done it then.
I mean, I didn't say he's done. He got hit in the head. His Eidolon temporarily
If I had just done what Charlie did, his Eidolon would be gone.
Oh.
Casey, be my guest.
No, it's too late. You already did it. You already played the world.
No, you have... Lexi, please, did you take ambush?
Did I? Yes, I did.
Yeah. Just go ahead and read that one.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. Seeing him down on the ground, I'm like, well, this isn't very sporting, but I do want to make sure he doesn't hurt us anymore. So I pick up one of the golf balls, a real one, hopefully, not one that's part of us or was part of us. And I just pick it up and spike it into him.
Okay, you're just slamming a golf ball into his noggin as hard as you can?
Into his back. I'm not trying to give him a concussion.
Okay.
I'm doing that. I'm attacking from hiding, so I would like to choose a card from the discard pile.
Uh-huh. Oh, which one? I wonder.
The world.
Oh, the world. Weird. Okay. Then, all right. You play the world, and...
Specifically, I bombard an enemy Eidolon Master with the world.
Oh, I see.
So, something special happens when I do that.
Luke talking, if I was being a stickler, I might argue you're not bombarding, you're ambushing. But, you know, this is cool, so it's fine.
It's still a bombard. Like, ambush is not a basic move.
Yeah, ambush does not say you have to scrap with it. It just says when you attack an enemy from hiding.
I would say that ambush replaces scrap or bombard, but again, I don't want to argue this.
Can be a melee or a ranged attack. Like,
I'm saying, Luke, if we do this, then we need to like make a note that says ambushing works for soul shot, because like
when you bombard,
that's the
ambush.
Entire point.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, yes, then you play the world. You soul shot and you just like slam the golf ball in like exactly the right spot on his spine to like sever the flow of spiritual energy through his body.
You know, I don't believe in like spiritual key pressure point stuff, but
right.
This is a world in which magical powers that you manifest from your own mind do exist.
Totally.
So maybe chakras are real.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right, yeah, you seal his chakra with a golf ball. You get the greatest hole-in-one of all.
Truly.
And, he just kind of, like, cries out. I think that pain is enough to make him pass out. All of the, like, just dozens and dozens of golf balls just laying around everywhere turn into little golf ball sized balls of like flesh.
Ew. Oh, so we don't get them back. That's not great.
You're not healing back miraculously, but you know, the threat is over.
I thought they would come back. This is so.
They always just go back.
You just gotta slide them back in.
No, someone else try it first. I don't want
to. Oh, you big baby. I'll do it.
I just lost like an arm, right? So I'll try and just like.
Yeah, you know what, Solo? Yeah, you kind of, like, grab a handful of the ones that fell off you, and they kind of, like... I'll say they, like, magnetize together and squish together, and, like, you begin to, like, form the stump of an arm off of your shoulder, and you can kind of jigsaw puzzle them back together.
Oh, I don't like this.
Okay, this is fine.
He's like Piccolo now.
The slowest Piccolo, though. He's got to sit there and just, like... Imagine, like, magnetized ball bearings.
But now we have to pick out whose little flesh ball is whose, because we can't get them to the wrong person.
Look, we heal weirdly quick now. Like, I think I'm just going to wait for this problem to solve itself.
Jake, you moved on to the next hole, which has, like, a, like, 7-foot-tall, like, windmill feature. And I think there is a creaking and splintering of wood as a person explodes out of it. And you see Naomi's husband, Adonis Shirogorov, go, "Hey there, gorgeous, I'm here to save you from the fuck the mini golf guy."
All right, Jordan, time out.
Huh?
The fuck am I supposed to do here?
What do you mean?
What am I supposed to say to him, man?
Oh, I don't know, that's your problem.
Oh.
Is this guy bothering you, King?
Oh.
Oh, Samira, come here.
I think he, like, grabs you and dips you and is going in for a kiss.
Oh, I'm gonna punch him.
Jesus.
Give me a scrap, Solo.
I got pow one, so...
That's the fool, you become what you're needed to be. yeah, I think you punch him, he drops Jake as he goes flying. He goes, whoa, hey, what's going on there, buddy?
Hands off the merchandise, bitch.
Hey, it's my wife you're talking about there.
Adonis.
Hello.
Hey there. He winks at you.
I think you can see that I'm not Naomi.
He cocks his head like a curious dog.
Oh, no.
Remember? He told you about Jake?
Huh?
Oh, I'm getting bad vibes.
Regina's like, oh, he's kind of stupid.
Yeah.
She said that like, oh, he's kind of cute.
Well, yeah. Given that she's dating Charlie...
Hey, man. Whoa. I didn't do anything.
He's not stupid. He's just from New York, okay?
He walks over to you, Charlie, and goes, hey there, how you doing? Name's the Donna Shiragrov.
Hey, man. Charlie O'Neill.
Wait, hold on.
Wait, did you take Naomi's name?
Huh? I mean, we're both part of the Shiragrov detective clan.
Wait. How old? Ooh, wait.
Let's not go there. I don't think any of us are going to be happy.
You know what? That doesn't seem like any of my business.
Yeah, none of us are going to be happy hearing more about this.
Well, what's the issue?
Don't worry about it. So, you picked a weird time to show up.
Well, no, you guys were fighting that mini-golf guy. I saw that. I thought, ooh, I'll hide in that windmill. I'll appear at a dramatic moment and save my wife.
Wait, hold on. So you were watching that whole time and thought...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh. Well, I guess kind of not the end. I sort of did nod off for a little bit in there. It was kind of warm. Kind of looks like you sort of cleaned up out here already, huh?
Oh, I wasn't expecting Naomi's husband to just be an orange cat.
we're pretty much done here. Yeah. You know.
He shrugs and just like, alright, hey Naomi, wanna go get a hot dog?
Naomi's not here, Adonis.
I thought you was kinda like the You're gonna have to catch me up, I think.
So I don't really know where Naomi is. She kind of just bounced, and I'm left behind.
Now, you do understand how, listen, I understand the whole, I do not understand the whole Jake situation, I'm not gonna lie to you. But, like, I'm looking at my wife's face and hearing my wife's voice, and my wife's telling me my wife ain't here.
But it is not her immortal soul that is forming the words she speaks to you.
Jake tosses his journal to Adonis. This will catch you up on what we've been up to.
He hands it off to his Eidolon, a cool dog with sunglasses that starts snuffling through the pages.
Holy shit.
Everything makes sense now. I understand.
Hey there, buddy. How you doing?
It looks up and just kind of like runs over to you, wagging its tail.
Oh, good boy.
It's the coolest dog I've ever seen.
It's got a backwards baseball cap.
Fuck.
Holy shit.
Wait, are you describing Poochie?
No, because it is still a quadruped.
Okay.
It's like a golden retriever dressed up like Poochie.
It does not talk with Homer Simpson's voice.
No.
All right, y'all caught up?
Yeah, I think I got the basics. So, would prefer to know where my wife's immortal soul is on account of I'm married to it.
Adonis, I'm gonna be straight with you. That's
That'd
your
be
problem
a first.
To solve.
Solo, we gotta work on your timing, bud.
Wait, what did Solo say? I missed it.
Like, A for effort. I'll give you that.
Listen, I just saw the hole was open, and I took right on in.
Solo said, Adonis said he was gonna be straight with him. And Solo said it. Oh, no, the other way around. Jake said it, and then...
Gotcha. Okay, all right, well, I'll figure it out. Let's see. New York Fever, do what you do. And the dog starts, like, sniffing around like a bloodhound.
I'm going to be honest with you. I thought the Eidolon's name was a cool dog in sunglasses, and now it is less cool to me.
There is probably a ska song called A Cool Dog with Sunglasses. And if there's not, there ought to be.
So this is New York Fever.
If not, there will be.
Yeah, it's New York Fever.
Maxie, I've got a request.
I'll keep it in mind.
And, yeah, it sort of, like, sniffs around the mini-golf hole you're on, and then, like, stops and does, like, a dog point at Jake. Like, well, she is in there.
Yeah, I'm not dragging her back out, though.
Well, okay, now see, I'm confused, because I feel like you're changing your story on me. You told me you didn't know where she was, now you're telling me you do know, but you're not getting her.
I didn't say I knew where she was, I'm just saying I'm not gonna try to look for her.
Come on.
She had plenty of time to be out here, and she chose to leave. Now I'm here, so I'm going to choose to stay.
Naomi, how are you reacting down in the prison?
You're talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
How do you think
I should... I don't see anyone else around here. I must be talking to you.
How do you think I should be reacting?
I will express how I think you should be reacting through your response to my question. So just answer it.
Cop out!
I guess I should be happy to see him.
Uh-huh. Are you happy to see him?
If that's what you want, this how the story should go.
Okay, you're still kind of broken down there, huh? Okay, that's fine.
For the record, I disagree that that's fine.
I mean, yeah, it's not fine. It's just, you know, I guess we'll deal with that later. But yeah, in the meantime, Adonis just continues. Every time Jake says anything, Adonis just leans his head a little further to the side, like leans his whole body a little more to the side. He goes, come on, a little deeper and a little longer.
What's up, everybody? My name's Maxie. You know me. You love me. I'm on the podcast. I also make music for the podcast. I'm here with everybody's favorite segment, the mid-roll, where we talk a bit about the fantastic rewards you can get for supporting us monetarily at Eidolon Playtest Patreon, patreon.com/EidolonPlaytest. Obviously, if you can't afford to support us on the Patreon, or that's just not like what you'd want to do with your money, we totally get that, but we really do appreciate the financial support that people are willing to give us. We're not exactly like a big corporate production, so that is genuinely very helpful for a lot of us, and other times, you know, it just gives us an opportunity to donate money to charity more than we could as individuals, and I think that's something that we value very highly. So if you do want to give us some money on Patreon, or if you're just intrigued by these mysterious offers, let me hit you with the basics. For $1 a month, you get access to all episodes of Eidolon Playtest 1 week early. Today's episode will be dropping on the 13th of May for non-subscribers, but if you were a subscriber, you'd be getting that episode a week ago on the 6th. You'd be getting... Are we still doing the golf thing? I'm pretty sure we're still doing golf in this episode. You'd be getting all kinds of golf action way earlier than you are now. So, like, maybe consider that. For $3 a month, you get access to the GM notes for every episode, and you also get access to Eidolon Playlist, which is a podcast where folks from the show get together to talk about music that is featured on the podcast in some way. Usually, you know, it inspired the name of an Eidolon or maybe a character. I believe our most recent episode of that is the Outcast episode. I've only listened to like a third of it so far because that one's really long. It is also a fucking banger. Ty and Fabby are hilarious and insightful as always. So definitely consider checking that out. I know that I enjoy talking about my thoughts on music as a composer and as somebody who likes listening to music. Thank you, music. For $5 a month, you get your name shouted out on the mid-roll, which I'll be doing in a little bit, and you get access to the current draft of Eidolon Become Your Best Self, 2nd edition. So if you want to run a little game with your friends who may or may not listen to the podcast themselves, that would be a great opportunity to make that happen. And if you're willing to give us $10 a month, which we tremendously appreciate, you'll get access to a slew of bonus content, just all kinds of stuff. I know that there are have been podcasts where we talk about various anime, we talk about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, we talk about Jujutsu Kaisen. Recently, we put out a couple episodes of something called Petty Felonies, where we're playing a different tabletop RPG called Fiasco. That's been really fun so far. On at least a couple occasions, we just, like, read a book or watched a movie and talked about that. And recently, Iris and I, along with Mike, recorded a little something called Maiden Voyage. So if any of y'all are Toho fans in the audience, and I know I am, well, I'm a Toho fan, I'm not in the audience. I guess I'm in the audience for Disco? I'm splitting hairs here. Anyway, you might want to give that a check out. I had a lot of fun tormenting Iris as she repeatedly exploded. That's about the long and short of it, so let me get to the shoutouts. I want to give a big and very special Eidolon Ska thank you to Kevin Lynch, Flyin' Friend, Adam R., Siobhan Peridot Rose, Kevin King, Theodore Beauregard Mann, Propagable, Brulé, Frostwood Little Troublemaker, Mary Painter, Casey. Well, this one just says nobody, but I'm thanking a lot of people, so I don't know, figure that out for yourself. Sudzu, Joey Protons, Mark Sokolov, John Brownlee, Grief Ninja, Addy Gale Ralston, Tanner Vogelzang, Christopher Pragados, Destry Hawk, Jeans, LV, Hannah, and Queen Cat Attack. I know I already said thank you, but thank you once again. I'd also like to thank all of our other supporters who did not get mentioned here, and everybody who is listening to the show at all. It, again, means a tremendous amount. I should get y'all back to the show before I get in some kind of loop of being sappy and thanking you forever. Four!
Casey is pretty much ignoring all of that. Not necessarily, you know, intentionally ignoring it, but, like, letting that all play out on its own and has just gone over to Sarah and is trying to quietly talk to her about what's going on with her. So, like, what happened?
I... Apparently... I really lost the lottery on weird fucked up powers you can get because all of you can, like, do... I can barely even describe what I've been watching all day. I didn't know anyone else got anything. I just knew what I could do, or, well, not what I could do. I knew what happened to me, which is that people just pay attention to me. And that was nice sometimes, but it doesn't ever turn off, Casey. I am constantly getting followed around and watched, and I can't walk into a restaurant without everybody turning to, like, stare. And I can't, it was already a lot. And then you add to that college professors just, like, scrutinizing every single thing I turn in to a higher degree than everybody else. And I'm trying, and it's just the... I guess the pressure just got to me. And
I mean, I taught... Well, I helped show Charlie how to turn hers off. Maybe I can help you.
Sounds like we have kind of similar ones.
Yeah, sure. How?
Where did... If I can ask, where did you get yours? It doesn't really make much sense that you have one.
Regina, why don't you give me a dredge?
Sure, I have two.
Okay. That is going to be the Tower or the Wheel of Fortune.
I'll take the Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune. Sarah was never around Faramond High, so she wouldn't have gotten it there. She never was a patient of Dr. Phillip, so she wouldn't have gotten it there. You try to think of where she could have possibly gotten it. And also, she seems to not actually really know about Eidolons. Which means that, you know, however she got it, it was in isolation. There's a lot of shards of eggshell throughout town, and she happened to just consume one completely by accident. It somehow got into something that she ate at some point when she was about, you know, 14.
For this long?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, we can try and work on that. That sounds like hell, Sarah.
It's not great.
I mean, if you fought us and I, like, hit you with something,
I'm betting we can figure out a different way.
I was kidding, Charlie.
Oh, sorry. Sometimes you have kind of like a deadpan tone, and it's a little tricky for me to... I'm bad at picking up on it.
What if you just, like, let her out long enough for us to smash, and then you can put her back?
Jesus Christ.
What? We're lawfully married husband and wife? I ain't gotten to smash my wife
in
a while.
Adonis, I want
to
be civil with you.
Smash my wife?
I know you're a good guy, but I need you to chill out, okay?
Okay, look, who's not chill? I'm chill. We're all chill here.
When he says it in that voice, I really can't tell if he means sex or, like, actually...
No,
he means sex.
Whoa, yeah, hold on. Yeah, whoa, yeah, I mean fucking.
I just don't approve of that language. I feel like making love is a lot more...
No!
You know...
Oh, that's just...
Oh, get a load of Chaucer over here.
That's somehow just as bad, but in, like, a different flavor.
The Bible says you're allowed to have as much sex as you want after you're married.
It does.
It
does say that, yeah.
I don't make the rules. I just follow them with pleasure.
Oh, my God. Hey, Regina, Casey. Would you want to get out of here right now? Immediately.
Yeah, I feel like everything that's happening here really doesn't involve any of us. And
Jake, are you like? Do you need the support? Because if you need it, I'm here. But also, Naomi's husband makes me want to puke.
What? Why?
No. You guys can bounce if you need to.
Why? Why?
Yeah.
Wait, why? Just gestures and everything he just said.
I just said you guys can bounce if you need to. What?
No. I mean,
gesturing to Adonis.
Yeah. Not you, Jake. Yeah, no, gesturing to everything Adonis just said.
What'd I say?
Just, man, your whole vibe. Like, you know, I know I'm not saying you're a bad dude. It just, I don't. It does not gel with me. Sorry.
First of all, Adonis, well, they're underage.
The smash would be consensual. Like, that's what marriage is.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, you want to get out of here?
She'd be smashing me too.
Casey has been backing up this entire time, holding like Sarah around the arms or on the shoulders.
I think Sarah is fully just in, like, I do not see it mode with regard to Adonis. She is, like, at capacity for things today, and, like, this is just simply, no, not this, too.
Casey's just whispering to her, at least nobody's paying attention to you right now.
You know what? You're right. I'll take it.
Regina, I'm asking you to please come, because there's some stuff that we're going to want to talk about, and I want you to be there.
But okay, all right, sure. just don't see what the big deal is.
It is so deeply weird to me that this dude, you're like, his energy, you're fine with. That does not click in my head at all.
Okay, Adonis, here's my compromise to you. Help me solve the mystery of what happened to the founders of the Mystery Club. And at the conclusion of that case, I'll do hand stuff.
Wait, no. We're bringing him in on this?
Oh, God.
Babe.
Hand stuff? What are we, Mormon?
So Solo is just going to pull Jake aside like, babe, what the fuck?
It's just transactional, Solo.
I don't know if that makes it better.
Yeah, I think I'm also going to say that doesn't make it better.
I don't know what to say to you, man.
All right, well, listen, I'll hang around. I can help out, but, I mean, we're going to... I need my wife back. I didn't realize I was... I thought I was here to rescue my wife. I didn't realize just how deeply I needed to rescue
okay,
her.
Okay, wait. Maybe we can get him to marry Fang instead, and then they can go be lame somewhere else together.
That'd be so mean, though.
What's mean?
To who?
Really, to both of them. I don't think those two really connect together in any way.
Yeah.
So I understand why you don't like him, but, like, you know, he's a good guy. Go easy on him.
I guess.
Should we debrief? Is that what we're doing?
I guess. I mean, unless it sounds like maybe Charlie wants to do just unless it's something that wants to wait after a debrief. Charlie, I don't know what you have in mind.
I mean,
didn't we just do a debrief?
Kinda, yeah. This went faster than I expected it to.
Great pacing.
Shut up.
I think, like, if everyone who is officially part of the Mystery Solvers Club wants to get together, and also no one else, sorry, Sarah, no slight against you, I think you don't want to deal with this, then we can do the debrief and everyone can be there for the thing I want to talk about.
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, yeah, where are you debriefing?
Yeah,
my house.
Okay, I will be there in a little bit. I want to...
Yeah, no, that's... Yeah,
take Sarah home. Well, I mean, she drove, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Like, take whatever time you need. We'll wait for you.
Sarah drives the two of you home. It's a little bit of a drive. Like I said, maybe like 30, 45 minutes. Yep. I think on the way, Sarah is just like, I'm a real fuck up.
No, you're fine. Like, this isn't your fault. This isn't, like, we can learn to control these things, but, like, you've met Jake. That's my friend Naomi's Eidolon, and he's just kind of his whole own person. Like, you don't necessarily have control over what you get or what it does. And it sounds like you've...
Okay, but, I mean, that's not... I now have thousands of dollars of student debt and a report card of straight F's to show for it. I bought just a full house of F's.
Listen. It's only been one semester. We can fix this. We'll figure it out. We'll help you deal with your Eidolon problem. We'll find a way to... I mean, there's got to be stuff you can do. You're not the only person who's had a really hard time your first semester of college and things have gone really bad and, you know, had to deal with all that. We'll look into what resources are available from the university to help you with the, you know, the grades problem and, you know, have... Did they kick you out or did you just not go back?
What's it matter?
I mean, it could make a pretty big difference in how we can fix this.
Yeah, I just didn't go back.
Okay, no, that's probably... Yeah, that's definitely the better situation here because that, you know, we tell them you got overwhelmed, you were in over your head, you were struggling with a bunch of personal issues that you didn't know how to deal with, and you know, you needed help and weren't getting it, and I'm sure there are things we can do.
I'm not supposed to need help. I'm supposed to be able to just handle it.
No, Sarah, everyone needs help. Look, I've been through a lot of this kind of thing too. Obviously not the exact same, but like learning to rely on others and letting myself be vulnerable and letting people help me. I know it's not easy, but it makes things better.
Give me a dazzle.
Yeah, I can do that. I have a one glam.
That is strength. You triumph through force.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I kind of just am laying it on.
Yeah. Continue your pep talk here, but with like flavor it that way.
If you never need help, that means you're either taking way too much on yourself or you're not doing anything. And, you know, up until the last couple of months, I know the second one isn't it. So clearly you've been taking on too much yourself. If you have people who love you, I love you, Dad loves you, I assume you have friends who love you, but I understand how with your Eidolon situation, it might be hard to trust those feelings. But you're a good person, and I guarantee you there are plenty of other people out there who care about you and want to see you succeed and will help you succeed. And I know in some ways you probably want nothing more than to be alone right now, but you're not in this alone. And look, I'm getting good at solving problems, but I've been having to deal with a lot of really messed up things lately. And if my friends and I can't help you figure this out and can't help fix this, I don't know what the point of any of this last, you know, 6 months has been.
I miss Mom.
Me too.
You continue to drive in silence.
Yeah.
We will cut from there to the debrief. Which I guess means, we need to figure out thumbs up, thumbs down around the table here. We'll start with you, Melissa.
Casey, actually. Thumbs up for me. I feel like, you know, obviously being in the situation wasn't good, but, like, we kind of just beat him up.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of worked out, Regina.
Yeah, thumbs up, I guess. We didn't really do that much.
Charlie.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with thumbs up too. Like, it was pretty quick. That's honestly probably the quickest and easiest one of these we've had.
That's true. Solo.
Thumbs down.
How come?
Now, wouldn't that just be thumb down for you right now?
I reattached the arm, for the record.
Those fingers look a little uneven. I don't know if you can call that a thumb.
What is your fucking problem? Thumbs down. Let's move on.
Sorry, I was just teasing.
I don't know, man. Like, this Adonis situation is so weird, but I guess we did really own that guy. That was definitely the cleanest one we've done, so I guess a thumbs up?
You are at Charlie's house. Adonis not invited, but he's, like, outside walking his Eidolon. You can see him out the window with a plastic baggie cleaning up dog shit from his Eidolon.
Oh, good. He actually has to do that. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's kind of distressing.
Oh, do we set the phantom clock back since most of us...
That is true, yes. The phantom clock goes back.
I mean, I guess, like, Jake,
puts us back at 6, I believe.
Jake, you use the bathroom, right?
Yeah, of course I use the bathroom.
Yeah, so I guess it's not that weird. I don't think mine
Jake
does.
Is in a human body!
Yeah, mine's...
I mean, that's in a dog body, and dogs also...
No, you're not understanding. Wait, is that an actual physical dog?
No.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it kind of is now, but it wasn't.
No, you see that once he seals the plastic baggie, it, like, the poop disappears.
Guys, it's a reflection of his need to want to take care of a creature.
You know, that actually makes a lot of sense.
Like I said, he's not a bad guy.
We'll see.
Just doing the big eyebrows at one eyebrow up at Solo.
So what did you want to talk about, Charlie?
Well, so we all know the Natalie situation, right?
Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
More or less, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I have kind of an idea for how to fix my Eidolon problem and also make things a little easier for us in general. But
okay.
To do it, I'm going to have to call her back here. I want all of you to be here for it, but I also want you to be here in case she tries to do anything. I don't know. She's done some fucked up stuff.
Charlie, if you need us to fight your mom for you, we'll do that.
You might have to fight my mom. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are girlfriends for? If not that.
I think Charlie just smiles and kisses, on the cheek. Just like, yeah. Okay. I'm going to use Devil Pact.
Okay. Charlie, describe how you summon Natalie.
I think everyone sits around in a circle, mm-hmm. Around me with space in the middle for me to sit down, crisscross,
uh-huh.
and just try and reach out into the undertow and ring the bell.
Okay, you do that, and then you hear a creaking of steps from upstairs.
Oh, has she been living in the house this whole time?
You hear Natalie's voice go, "Oh, Charlie, are you home?"
Yeah.
And her and your dad come down the stairs together.
Oh, no.
Hey, Charlie. Oh, I didn't hear you come in.
Hey, what? What's happening here?
We were putting towels away.
We?
Charlie's dad, Franklin, just kind of looks at Natalie and then back at you and says, "Yep."
Is this okay? So you did the thing that I asked you to not do. You did it, right, at Natalie?
I don't know what you're talking about, Charlie.
You do. You know.
I think she just says, "Frank, if you want to go back upstairs and finish up, I'll fix something for Charlie and her friends," and gives him a kiss on the cheek. Goes,
with wooden lips?
No, she looks like herself.
Oh, shit.
She's been out doing stuff. She's been busy.
Goes, yeah, sure, okay. Yeah, just let me know if you need anything. And he heads back up the stairs, and Natalie just kind of walks into the room.
What are you doing?
You set me free. I'm doing what I want.
Yeah, when I set you free, you were 3 small words. Now you're this. What's happening?
She says, "Well, I don't know what to tell you, Charlie. I'm back."
Yeah, I imagine that doesn't really do anything for any of us because we already know this.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, right, right.
Okay.
I mean, it's not great, but as far as, messing
it's
with somebody's
it's
head goes,
than...
it's more just...
Have you done anything else?
I mean, your dad doesn't remember that I died.
What?
The thing is,
the fuck?
He knows...
How was I gonna explain to him that I came back to life? It's easier just to make him think I never died in the first place.
Okay, but what happens when...
I talked to him about... No, hold on. Sorry. I talked to him. He knows about the Eidolon shit. You
uh-huh.
could have just talked to him.
Oh. Well, too late for that.
No, it's not. No. Just undo whatever the first thing you did was, and then have a fucking conversation with your husband.
Is that what you want me to do?
Charlie, before you say anything, Rash, just remember what you're doing here.
Yeah.
Don't, I've seen enough, comedy bits involving genies to know how this kind of thing can go.
What I want you to do is, since you are so happily using my Eidolon, I want you to give me a new one.
Give you a new one? How would I do that?
you've got the connection to the Undertow. I'm sure you could, like, manifest something. You, how did I get you to be everything?
Yeah, make your own deal with the devil.
Just a daisy chain of devil pacts.
To be clear, I am using my master move rewards program. Every third time you summon your devil, you may draw biz to have them act at your behest without requiring anything in return.
I mean, I'm not, like, unwilling. I'm just not really sure how to do this.
If it helps, I might be able to draw sort of a lot of Undertow energy into one place.
Oh, like a spirit guide, since you're a somewhat magical being.
Yeah, you get the idea.
What are the odds that you're going to break all of my dishes if you do that into the kitchen here, Solo?
I mean, we could do it outside. It doesn't really
matter.
Let's
do it outside.
In backyard, please. I don't know. There's a guy hanging out in the front yard.
Yeah, no, that's fine. You head out into the backyard, Solo. I guess give me a...
Oh, I'm pretty sure we're all coming along to watch.
Oh, totally, totally. I guess, like, Natalie's like, okay, haven't done this before, but she, like, tries to kind of, like, close her eyes and do what she imagines meditating is like. And, Solo, give me a biz draw.
I have 3 biz.
I would love to know more about what Natalie O'Neill thinks meditating is.
I'm in a pond. Nope, now I just... That's wet. That's no good. I'm in a mountain.
Try at the edge of a pond.
Right, that makes more sense. It's 3 biz, Solo?
Yes.
That is the sun, the wheel of fortune, or the empress?
I think I'm going with the sun.
The sun, okay. In that case, yeah, she's like, if anything is listening, I guess help out my daughter. She needs an Eidolon. Charlie, I'm not sure if this is going to do anything. Solo, what does it look like that you're gathering this energy? Just describe it.
I think I probably started by creating a sort of simple magic circle around where Natalie is. You know, I got some old ass runes and whatnot around the perimeter. And then I am using Boss of Me / Balor to just sort of draw forth little, trying to figure out how to describe it. It's like a very video gamey type of thing where it's like little balls or rays of light are sort of emerging from the earth. Maybe from the moon too, I guess, considering, you know, that whole thing. And just sort of concentrating around her, creating an aura, almost like a halo, that is just gradually growing, and becoming more intense.
Okay, yeah, I'm imagining it's, like, early evening, so you can see the moon in the sky, but there's still plenty of light out. And yeah, these, like, balls of light are just sort of, like, floating around. And Solo, suddenly they start turning black. And overhead, the moon also turns black.
Hey, boss of me? Is that okay?
I'm pretty sure that's fine. It's, you know, it's... We don't want to get into the politics of light and dark. It's just, you know, it's representing power and shit.
The black moon in the sky begins to descend rapidly. It is not the size of the moon, but it is big enough to, like, take up the entire yard. There is just sort of, like, a black sphere. You're, like, engulfed by it partially. Maybe, like, the corners of the yard it doesn't quite reach to. And then it begins to, like, shrink and condense and take a form as it continues to shrink until it is a sort of 7-foot-high sort of animal-like figure. Huge horns on its head.
Oh, hey, Void Moose.
Hey there. How you doing, man?
Oh no, that's what the Void Moose sounds like?
Oh yeah, that's my voice.
What? I'm confused.
Oh, this is a whole thing from Disco. Maurice, like, promised his firstborn kid to a...
Jordan, hey, Jordan, are you still taking notes?
I'm... Yeah, why?
You're doing a... There's a whole lot of Disco that you have not set up here at all.
Like, what are you talking about?
There's stuff that's really relevant in Disco that pops up here, and we have no frame of reference
This is tying it in, right? This is tying us together.
Yeah. This is the thing.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, in general, like, you know, there's been a lot of shit that people are like, oh, yeah, here's this thing that happened in Disco. And I'm like, oh.
Void Boost kind of approaches you, Charlie, and says, hey,
come on, man. You called me here. Okay. Don't talk to him. Talk to me.
Yeah. Sorry.
Talk to the guest you invited.
Sorry, Void Moose. I'm sorry.
It's all right, man. Now, what can I do you for?
You kind of know the whole problem we're dealing with right now, right?
Yeah, I get the basic gist of it.
Well, my mom is my Eidolon, kind of. Mm-hmm. And I need a new one. And I've got an idea in mind. Do you think, can I just, like, touch you and, like, can we do, like a bond thing where you know what I'm putting down?
Service, my body is absolute zero. Your hand will freeze right the heck off. You touch me.
Oh, that's bad.
That's not even me. Like, I'm not saying, you know, I'm going to take your hand. You touch me. That's just a fact of my physiology.
Yeah, no, I don't. Void Moose, I don't get any bad vibes.
I mean, you only got. People's got one Eidolon. What do you want? How do you think you're getting a second one? That's like. You don't go to the potluck. Get two servings of potato salad.
Could I make a suggestion?
Sure.
Well, last time...
You make whatever you want. That's the beauty of being alive.
The last time Natalie was around Charlie, she was just Charlie's Eidolon. But at this point, like, she looks like herself. She's living her own life. I would say she has perhaps attained personhood for herself in a way that maybe makes her something all her own and not just a subset of Charlie anymore. I guess what I'm saying is I'm not sure she is Charlie's Eidolon anymore.
And also the way you explained it to me, Natalie, is that you are the part of me that is the, like, a part of you was tied to me, and that's how I was able to bring you out, right?
It's the best I've got, yeah.
Well, now I want something that's all me. I want to tap into me.
Well, yeah, shoot, Charlie. I mean, if that ain't your Eidolon anymore, then you already got an Eidolon, so I don't know what you need me for.
Wait, so I can just try and summon it?
I mean...
It does the best shrug that a moose can do.
I've seen Rocky and Bullwinkle. They can shrug.
Yeah. I think Charlie looks around and goes, I don't know what this is going to be, so sorry if it's messy. And I think, like, full, like, Sailor Moon magical girl, like, touches her chest and, like, sparkles and light and, like, pulls, like starlight out of her chest and pulls out a cartoonishly large pencil covered in graffiti similar to Three Small Words.
Did anyone else hear music playing just now?
Yeah. Man, I was really on the money with that fucking Utna thing, huh?
Yeah, I don't think any of us really know what you're talking about.
I don't know.
I'm willing to believe you.
It's really good. You should watch it. Your cousin or whoever has VHS tapes of it.
Oh, okay. Let me...
I could bring him over sometime. We could get a little watch party going.
I mean, yeah, we could watch it.
Sorry, I don't need to take away
anime night.
Keep doing your cool thing.
It don't really seem like anyone needs me here, so I'm just gonna head on out. Any of you need a firstborn gotten rid of, you know how to call.
And he, like, turns until he is, like, facing, like... It is as if gravity is sideways for him, but also he's just standing on air as he just walks straight up into the sky.
Bye, Void Moose.
At a 90-degree angle.
Yeah, and, like, as he gets smaller in your view, and, like, once he reaches the size in your view of the moon, he turns back into the moon.
Pleasant guy.
Yeah, I have an idea. Hey, what's something... Hey, Regina?
Hmm?
What's something that, right now that like you have on you or something that you like you don't like? Like, or you wish could be better?
I on me right now? I don't know.
Yeah, or I mean, I don't know. Maybe it doesn't have to be. I don't know. I'm kind of flying by the seat of my pants here. Like, is there something you wish could be better about current state of things, I guess? I don't know.
You could get rid of, you could try getting rid of Police the Nation.
Yeah. Huh. I write out, "We work for the FBI," in the air in, like, glowing words.
Uh-huh.
And then erase... "We work for" and then "fuck the FBI." And I use my new Eidolon, point counterpoint, to change our current state of affairs with the FBI into a better version from a better draft of this story, Jordan.
Well, now hold on. I mean, that's... Hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead and check your notes.
First of all, rude. Second of all, better draft of a story does not necessarily mean things improve for you personally.
True, but go ahead and look at it now. What does it say right now?
Romeo and Juliet would not be a better story if they both lived at the end.
Jordan, you're dodging the question. What does your story say right now?
Give me a biz draw, Charlie.
2.
The Hermit or Strength?
Strength, please.
Then yeah, okay, my notes say that you don't work for the FBI anymore.
I think the notes say that we're fucking the FBI?
Yeah, I mean, if had you played a neutral, I might have started to say, you know what, that Agent Woodard, he cuts a pretty handsome figure.
Come on,
no,
he's
don't
like
you
40.
Dare do that.
Look at you played a positive card, so I'm not doing that, but
so yeah, I guess we can fuck with Jordan a little bit now.
Great. That was a really like cathartic and exciting way for you to escape this perilous situation.
I write out, "Jordan tells the story."
Yeah.
And I erase Jordan.
Eidolon Playtest is an Audio Entropy production. You can find us on Twitter at Eidolon Playtest and on the Audio Entropy Discord server. Eidolon Ska will be back in 2 weeks. That'll be May 20th for Patreon subscribers and May 27th for everybody else. Keep your eyes out.